Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Lads, we've made it back. The Snugcast is back, recording in a pub. This is, what are we now? This is 18 months plus gone.
But we're not just back.
In any old pub.
We're back where we belong. Nature is healing.
We're back in the Snug in Phil Grant's pub, and my God, is it magical. It's everything that we could ever have wished for. We're here, we have two packets of crisps in front of us, two pints. And we are listening to the chatter, and it was amazing. We were here at an opening doors.
We were here 10 minutes before they opened.
Queuing outside, but oh my God. DJ, what was your experiences of coming in?
Do you know what's mad, right? And it's stupid, and it's frivolous, and futile, and childish, and all them adjectives.
Yeah.
I actually was nervous coming here.
Yeah.
Like, do you know the kind of nervous you get before you go to play a match, or yeah, the kind of nervous you get when you're going on a first date when you're like 15?
Yeah.
Or do you know that feeling you get before you're about to kiss someone for the first time? and then the gate opened, and then it would turn into the excitement, like.
Yeah.
And I was genuinely shit, like fucking palpitation, like. Hand murmur shaking, like, with fucking excitement, and then just taking it all in, because we haven't seen the inside of this place. We were here last year when we were
September doing September time, was it?
Yeah, doing
that 2 weeks,
and we did the Solar Centre fundraiser here last year as well. Yeah. So we got to see the inside of it just in passing, but like with the cold light of day, with a pint in a glass in front of us. And being able to have a chat. I don't know. I kind of took it all in, and I was saying to you, and like, you know, the old lads that you used to see, I hope we see them again, and just seeing, walking around the pub and taking it all in. And like, it's actually genuinely emotional when you have an emotional attachment to somewhere like a pub. Because as we've often said, it's the centrepiece of the community, the soul of a lot of communities. It's the hub of social activity for so many people, especially of an older generation, that like, it is a place that you have an emotional attachment to, and that's not being hysterical, that's the fucking truth. And to come in and take it all in, and to be the first people in here and be able to chat with Tom properly, to walk around and just breathe it all in back in again. And you forget, we talk about pubs and you talk about it on social media, and you see people from the Vintners and all that online, and you nod along and you agree with this or you disagree with that, but what gets lost is the character and the fucking, just the depth of personality that the walls have in a pub. I just got overwhelmed with, like, Jesus Christ, I knew I missed it, but I didn't even realise how much I missed it until I sat down and just looked around.
Yeah, no, definitely, like, coming in and seeing the pub again, and I definitely just have so much more of an appreciation for what a pub is. And like, you talked there about character and, you know, what goes into a character. Like, you know, you say you go into a lot of these new pubs now, right? And it's like, Edison light bulbs, black walls, kind of like gold bars, you know, they all kind of have this like cool feel to them, like, you know, but like it's also very manufactured in a sense, like, you know, it's, they're all kind of hitting the same like notes, you know, to, yeah, to like, oh, this is successful, this is successful, this is successful, so let's merge all these and like let's create this kind of cool trendy bar. Don't get me wrong, I love going into them and I like love getting a cocktail, or I love getting like a lot of the cool bars in Dublin as well, like have, you know, cool craft beers and stuff, but there's just something different here. It's just, you know, we're here sitting in the snug, we have a fireplace in front of us with like there's like it's ready to be lit nearly, and there's like even packs of crisps and stuff just thrown in on top of it, like ready to go. Like you have
Todd Sods are in the corner.
Like around us then you have artwork, you have hand-drawn pictures, you have signed memorabilia of gigs that occurred, you have football jerseys with old beer sponsors on the front. We're looking at a Water United jersey here with Hoffman's Lager as the sponsor on the jersey. There's old mirrors, like, then there's like
the picture of Jesus that's faded.
Exactly, it's just random shit, like, but it's like it's so tastefully done as well, like, it's just, you know, it's not grubby, it's not like,
in your face,
it's
either.
Not in your face, it's not dirty, it's just like a collection of not shite, but a collection of stuff that has just been accumulated, but and just like makes the pub like.
I do you know what it is though? It is a collection of shite in a sense.
Mm.
But one man's shite is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. And it's like, you know, you know the way you describe, like you describe them pubs that you describe, the modern, a new pub that's doing a take on an old pub, and like you said, like nothing against them, but you cannot buy history, you can't buy character that naturally develops over time.
Yeah.
And that's what this place has in spades. Like, this place has enough character and enough gumption to fucking
gumption.
Yeah.
I love it.
Enough gumption
is a new one.
We don't use it enough.
What
curtail. Yeah.
Curtail.
Enough gumption to curtail any.
Two words you.
All the pubs in the city. Oh, you just miss it though, don't you? Like, you just...
Yeah. So, actually, I don't think I ever introduced the podcast. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Snugcast. You're joined by your hosts, DJ Walsh and Owen Tab. So, DJ. What was it like? So you kind of gave us your feeling of coming in, but like practically, what the, like, with regulations and all that kind of crack going on, how did you find that coming in there now?
Seamless.
And like, it actually came from two different kind of,
yeah,
like two different sources of ID. So say I had my EU COVID cert on that I'd scanned the QR code. Because I had received mine in the post, and
I haven't got mine yet. Because
mine was on, I had mine on the app, so Tom was able to scan it. You had your vaccine card.
Yeah, because I haven't got my cert yet in the post.
But both are valid forms, yeah, with another form of ID, just to kind of prove yourself. And we wouldn't need the other form of ID.
And sign in, leave a number for contact tracing, right, proof of vaccination, and then everyone is safe. And it's a quick 2-minute job. There's no fuss about it.
Yeah.
And then I think Tom made a great point. The only thing practically that's missing now at this stage really is the high stool at the bar.
You made a point there, right, about the old lads, you know, that you kinda got this feeling of like, oh, it'd be great now to see the owl lads coming in, and I hope that they're around and that they're well and that they're fit to come in, and you know, that they'll enjoy it or whatever. My thing, I obviously do hope that's the thing, right?
Yeah, don't hope they're gone, like.
No, I don't hope they're gone. But I wonder. So I think we've said on podcasts before, right, that the magic thing about here was that lads be coming in. You'd be sitting up at the bar and lads would be coming in dribs and drabs. They wouldn't be coming in together. yet they always
drink together,
right?
Now, there'd be overlaps, and there'd be...
Yeah, people be leaving, other people would be coming in. Mm. There wouldn't be the same group day to day. You know, it'd be kind of like a mix and match.
Like a straddle. Right?
That obviously won't be lost, because you don't have a group sitting up at the high school bar, right? But do you think those lads will, you know, will there be like a six-seated booth or something for those lads created in pubs, and like one in, one out, you know what I mean? Like, or
I don't see why not, but I also think like the great thing about a pub like this is there's an eclectic mix of people. There's that community of the high stool at the far end of the bar. There's those tables where five or six people can sit around. There's those tables where there could be two groups of different five or six people that might, the conversation might overflow and intermingle. And then there's little nooks and crannies in here where a couple can go, or a little group of three friends can go. And that's that's a really nice blend. And I hope, you know, I think here has the capacity to have the little, you know, with six to a table. Here is the capacity to have like a table where, you know, there's a capacity of six, but three lads are sitting down, and someone comes in who normally would be sat at the bar with them for an hour, comes in and the lads are beckoning them down. I hope I think that community feel will stay about the place, because it's such a open bar where it's full of nooks and crannies, but you can kind of see most things from the bar.
Yeah.
That's the way it go. And I think like the thing about here was you'd come in after work, and there'd be the couple of lads who would finish before you, who were always here, and then they'd have their couple of drinks, and while you're having yours, they'd leave, but another might come. Some might come just before they leave, some might come after they leave. So there'd always be that mix of similar people, and that flow of conversation would be quite similar. So yeah, I think you might find a table replaces that section of the bar for a period of time until the bar comes back. And I think with the way vaccination is going in this country, the bar isn't far away.
Yeah, no. And yeah, it will be interesting. Like, I know I was in a few pubs in Westport and Doolin and stuff there a few weeks ago. And like, the thing about it is that, you know, there was a few pubs where they had a table up at the bar and stool. Like, they literally just put a table right resting up against the bar, and they had like stools, you know, off a high table. It was a kind of a high table, like resting up against it. So like, there's nothing to say that's like.
Well, they have that in the Cove.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing there with the whole open bar plan, the issue with that is with the table at the bar, you've got three sides, and people would have their backs to other people, so it might just hinder the flow of conversation around the bar.
What about this, right? If you had chair, table, chair, chair, table, chair, chair, table, chair, right?
What if you cut out a section of the bar and put a table into it that you could glue into the bar?
Or what happens if your table at the bar was only like a sliver of a thing? Like, enough just to rest the pint on. Do you know, like...
A little shelf
that came out.
A little shelfine.
Yeah, and then you had, like, two stools on opposite the shelf. Two stools. And basically, before you know it, there's 16 lads up in the bar.
Right, lads. If anybody wants little shelfines put into their bars for a fee, just email us, snowcast@gmail.com, and we'll put in a few shelves in the bar for... And the fee will be a couple of pints.
It's been absolutely magical coming in. Like, we had such a great talk with Tom when we came in as well. It was just so nice to hear him and hear just the stories.
We got so fucking excited about talking about coming in, we forgot the most important thing.
What are you drinking tonight?
What are you drinking today? It's fucking half four. What are you drinking today?
I am drinking 8 Degrees Citra.
A classic in Tom Phil Grimes.
Tom Phil Grimes.
The classic in Philly Grimes.
Frank Grimes.
R.I.P.
So 8 Degrees Citra, and it is, like, if you listen to our episode with Thomas O'Mahony from last week, where we were chatting about...
From about a month ago on this stage.
Yeah, but it only released last week. But we were chatting about cans, bottles and pints. And pints just were overwhelmingly like the biggest pro was that they were a pint. And like every time I have a pint now, it just like solidifies that, like, you know, it's 100% the best thing ever. And you know, the great thing about a lot of the stuff that's been on tap here is that it has been available in cans during the pandemic, and we have been able to tip in. Like, I have had H-Grey Citra, like I've had the single hop Citra and stuff like that, and not a tap on this, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is phenomenal in comparison. It's just beautiful. DJ, what were you on?
Cider White Gypsy Blonde, which
could be now called Whitefield Blonde.
Whitefield Blonde, yeah. So first of all, credit to Cool On and the crew for changing the name when it was deemed an inappropriate name. Look, we won't get into that, really. I'm sure it's a hot topic. It would be a hot topic on high stools around the country if it was, well, in places that are good enough to stock White Gypsy, or Whitefield, sorry. But yeah, they're sort of gotten a new name change from White Gypsy to Whitefield. Best of luck to them. Really hope it goes well, because they're a phenomenal brewery. An absolute phenomenal brewery.
One of the longest in Ireland, isn't it? Like,
yeah, and Cool On, I know from listening to A New Brew, I know that Cool On has helped and guided and been a great source of knowledge for so many independent brewers in Ireland. So many of those podcasts that I listened to when Tomás was asking them about the startup of the brewery and stuff like that, Cool On came up so many times for advice, for recipe advice, for how to set up advice, for lending equipment. So just a titan of independent brewing in Ireland. And I had their blonde, which I've had on the podcast several times before. An incredibly nice beer to drink. I think it's amazing that, like, Whitefield, from Templemore and Tipperary, they have this capacity to extract flavours that you don't typically associate with Irish brewing, and you get like hints of banana off a pint, which is just fucking mental. But really works, and it's this wheat, it's a lovely wheaty kind of blonde ale that I think is a cracker. And yeah, touching on what you said there, just reinforces the point that we made on the last podcast, that there is just no substitute for a pint. You can have the best can or the best bottle in the world, and it still won't match your, you know, middle of the road pint. And this is better than a middle of the road pint. You even commented before we started recording, we were like so eager to record, we were back in the pub and we were really fucking hyper. And I was like, I need to settle here because I'm too fucking giddy, I'm too hyper, I'm actually like shaking. And I said, we'll have a couple of sips first. And when we went to record, you said, look at your pint, like your head is still so vibrant, the pint is still so vibrant. And it stayed that way for the entire pint. And just there's this beautiful cascade of head in the empty glass now before we take this pause to get another pint, that just... there are no superlatives.
You don't get that with cans, do you? Like that stickiness, you know, where the beer, like, it's the rare. Head sticks to the glass, like, it's amazing.
It's rare.
We'll have another one there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If ever you're going to be interrupted in a podcast, make sure it's interrupted by a barman asking you, do you want to fill your empty glass?
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
Oh, like, that's not an interruption. That's an incredible intervention.
What better way to, like, to have our ad break than ordering another pint.
Like, I know, yeah. Diageo coming in with their ads, me drinking fucking anything but them.
But yeah, geez, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, it's been interesting in here, hasn't it? Like, it's kind of weird in this pub the way a lot of the time, most of the time I'm in here, it's absolutely jammed, and like this time
it's pitch black.
It's pitch black. Like, we're in here now, middle of the day, and
not middle enough though.
Not middle enough, and there's what, four of us in here, plus Tom, and what's our kind of experience of that now?
I think it's the perfect return for me to this pub, because it allows me to appreciate it and look at every single nook and cranny, and tis like, it's like, do you know when you love someone and you adore the freckles on them? That's what it's like.
Yeah. Do you know, actually, I have a thought here now, right? So, you know the way it's table service as well now, isn't that part of the guidelines?
I don't think so. Is it?
I thought it was that, like, you're meant to kind of stay seated, that they obviously don't want
But I think you can, but you have to put a mask on.
Right, okay.
I think so. Where was I? I was somewhere and you had to go up to order, but you put a mask on. I know. I think that's the situation. You put a mask on,
all right,
and go up and place an order.
Because I'm just thinking, that takes a lot more effort, doesn't it? Like, from the
bar. The table service, like, yeah.
Now, we didn't just get it there, but, like, and I actually quite enjoyed that. Like,
and it was just, do you know, like, as we say in Irish, like, just tell me, fucking win to make it, like, I'm just on the pig's back, like, so happy. To just be sitting here having a drink, and like, you know, we're here early, we're gonna play a game of five a side after this, and I'm gonna come back after, and I'm just going to just, I don't think you'll wipe the smile off my face all weekend,
no,
because it's just, it's incomparable with any other drinking experience. Like, and I love a good session, I love a good drinking in a house. I've been to a wedding recently in a hotel, and that was great, and nothing against it, but from a social interaction, from a cultural significance, to break up your week, to signify that break, especially of a Friday, to signify that break between I have my work done and now I am going to fucking have a couple of days rest, it's just the perfect tonic to mark that line in the sand between your work week finishing and your work weekend starting. It just makes sense. It just fills a gap. And you're right. I like what we were touching on the high stool and the tables and that intermingling of people that, if it wasn't for the high stool and Phil Grimes, you would probably never ever converse with. Because you're social strands are completely different, or circumstances might be different, you live in different parts of town or whatever, and then the common thread running through that group of people that you get to know is Phil Grimes pub on a Friday after work or whatever it may be. So it's just spectacular to be back. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just fucking rambling or amation, but you're looking around and, like you said, in the cold light of day you appreciate a good bit more. And like, even stuff like here, there's a kind of there's a big old renovated urn that has a churn, I should say, not an urn, that has a couple of umbrellas, brollies in it, and we were even saying earlier, like, I wonder who they belong to and how long they've been sitting there now, and have they been sitting there for 18 months?
I'd say they have been sitting for 18 months, but I also say that they're probably ones, like, there must be, what, about 6 to 8 umbrellas there?
There's a few stragglers in there, isn't there?
Yeah, because there's an umbrella, there's kind of like a hall table as well there, which has a kind of an attached umbrella stand to it as well. So there's the churn on that, side by side, and there must be, yeah, six to eight umbrellas in that. But they're 100% umbrellas that have just been left in the pub over the years that haven't been claimed.
Someone that came in sober in the rain and then left locked and forgot
the umbrella. Yeah,
classic.
But isn't that like an amazing thing as well, that, like, you know, if you went up to Tom now, I'd say, take it away with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's, you know, like, if it was pissing rain out now, like he said, take it away with you now, drop it back, or the next
few brandies in the corner there that no one's claimed.
It's just magical. Like, it's just been a fantastic return. And, you know, I think with that summation, I think we'll end this, because I've having so much crack here now that I just want to enjoy my point, the rest of this point.
We gave you an hour and 40 minutes last week, so you can be content with your 25 minutes this week.
Yeah.
And we'll join up again next week, and go to your local pub, lads, and have a pint and just
talk,
embrace
to your barman,
it.
And
just embrace the chaos that is the local pub.
And in fairness, I think a lot of those lads, the barmen and the pub owners, they're probably nervous, like, about this restart. So just settle a few fears now and
reassure them.
Order a few pints and.